W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan, ahead of the Paul W. Smith Show at 6 on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. Well, it is a Friday heading into the Memorial Day weekend, the official, unofficial start of summer. And boy, are we ready for it. We're always happy. It's a Friday morning. Who isn't,
well, after
right?
After that riff music, I'm ready. I'm awake now. Yeah.
You ready to go?
Yeah, geez.
All right. Well, that's good. Okay, listen, one of the things a lot of people do on Memorial Day is they go to buy at sales, whether it be online or offline, whatever. But a lot of people will go in person to buy things over the Memorial Day weekend, whatever it may be. And one of the things that we've learned that's kind of come back into vogue right now when it comes to buying things, believe it or not, is the idea of haggling. In other words, you go to buy something, it's got a price tag on it, but instead of paying the price that's posted for that particular item, you negotiate. At least you attempt to. And a lot more people are successful these days in haggling. Don't pay the listed price necessarily, is the advice to shoppers out there who want to be savvy and who want or need to save money during these more challenging times. I don't know about you guys. Yeah, go ahead, Kristen.
I was just going to say, are you a haggler?
I'm really not.
I'm not either.
Yeah. I mean, it makes me a little squeamish, but I'm sure I'm paying for that, right?
Right.
A lot of other people are succeeding at good haggling, and I'm not really one of those who likes to get into it and get into all that. You know, I don't know. I guess, again, it makes me kind of squeamish, but it shouldn't. Listen, the seller can always say no. Of course, the seller can always say no. And you just have to accept that and move on, or then pay the posted price. But it's worth a try, so they say. And people are really, really doing well when haggling on everything from cars to hotels to medical bills. Who knew that? We knew about cars. You know, cars, one thing you need to try to negotiate on, at least that's been the tradition, the culture of buying a car. But hotels and medical bills?
That's the best one.
Really? That's something I would never think to negotiate a medical bill.
I'm only going to pay for 3 of the 10 sutures. That's really what I'm going to do. I mean, who does that?
Right. Exactly. And then all of a sudden the doctor's going to say, well, I'm not going to give you the premium service until I know you're going to pay full price.
Right.
Otherwise, I'm going to give you the discounted service.
Right.
Let's rush this along, nurse.
Yeah. I wouldn't even know, looking at my medical bill, for example, I wouldn't even know what line items to say, I'm not going to pay that. But I'm not a haggler, so I don't know. Maybe I should send my teenagers to do that. They're good at haggling with me.
Yeah, well, of course. There you go. It comes natural to young people when it comes to working with their parents and working out a deal, whatever it may be. But in the real world, when us grown-ups have to go out and buy things these days, it is highly recommended that you do indeed do that, even in hotels, as I said. And one of the things that a Wall Street Journal article points out that we checked out for this story is that there's actually now a rating on haggling score. When it comes to haggling, there are only 2 questions to ask. How hard is this going to be to get a lower price? And how much money can be saved by me giving that effort? The ROH score, as they're referring to it, is a number from 1 to 10. 1 is it isn't worth it at all. 10 is you're crazy not to try. And each has a degree of difficulty. Each also has a degree of bargaining difficulty, beginning, intermediate, or does it require pro skills to get the price down? Now, let's set some examples. We talked about hotels. Hotels have an ROH score of 5 most of the time, 3 this summer, and it has a degree of difficulty of beginner. If you go back to the scale, if it's got an ROH score of 5, it kind of means it's somewhat worth it. You get to 3, it really isn't kind of worth it. But so hotels are tough, but you can, and people do, save money when negotiating for a hotel room. When you get someone on the line, you're going to book your reservation. You can either haggle for a lower price, or you can haggle to try to get extras thrown in. Okay, that I don't feel so uncomfortable doing. You?
Yeah, No.
Does that work for you? Okay. Yeah.
No, I can do that.
Yeah. They give a good example there, too, about the service charges. Sometimes it's 11% of your total night stay. So it might be things like using the gym or using whatever. And if you are nice about it, they may waive those fees.
Especially if you say you're not going to be using them.
Correct.
If I'm on a business trip and there's a pool outside, or to your point, Mark, in the rare occasion that I don't use the gym.
Right. Except then, to hang your shirt.
Right. Then you can tell them that. You don't have to clean up after me. You don't have to worry about my towel at the pool, whatever. Cars. We know cars, that's for sure. Cars have an ROH score of 8. That's pretty good. Degree of difficulty, though, intermediate. You better know what you're doing as you head into it. These car salespeople, as we know, are experts. And you're going up against the big boys when you're negotiating for a car, and when it comes to haggling anyway. And they're ready for you. They've heard it all. But the ROH score is 8, and that means it's really worth it. So there's a couple of examples. Hotel, ROH score of 5. Cars, an ROH score of 8. You'd be foolish not to try. Even home mortgages, by the way, have an ROH score of 7. So you should definitely try to haggle when negotiating for a home mortgage these days. All right, there you go. Well, Ann, good morning. I think you're standing by for us.
Well, good morning, Jeff and Kristen and Mark. Yes, isn't this great? Friday morning, Memorial Day, holiday. Wow, I'm really looking forward to the break.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. Ann, are you a haggler?
Oh, no. I'm really bad at it.
I knew it. Right. I knew it. I knew it. Yep. Yep. Well, we're right there with you. It's an art.
And it saves people money. Some people are really good at it.
Exactly. Yep. Some people are really good at it.
It's kind of a talent. Yeah. But no, I'm the complete opposite. I really kind of shy away from it.
Right. Right. Actually, you don't pay more, do you?
Oh, geez.
Take a little extra.
I'm not good.
No. Okay. All right. Well, speaking of good, I know one thing you're good at. You guys are great at putting on a great morning show, a morning show we can't start our day without. What do you have for us coming up?
We're going to have fun today. It's kind of going to be light and easy because of Memorial Day. So we're going to talk a lot about travel. You know, as Kristen was pointing out, more than 1.2 million Michiganders expected to travel this weekend. Construction, we're going to talk to Diane Cross. She's going to have very good news for us about construction. And we're going to talk about the Michigan Panthers and movies to see this weekend. So we're just going to have some fun, relax,
fun,
and kick off the weekend.
I'm looking for a good movie. It's been a while. I've been looking for a great movie. So I'm going to be tuning into that for sure. And all the rest of it as well, you can expect on the Paul W. Show coming up here next, right here on WJR. Stick with us.